Welcome to the Healing Hearts and Awakening Souls podcast, where we will be exploring what it means to heal from your past pain and programming so you can awaken to who it is that you truly are at the soul level. My name is Kara, and I am an intuitive energy healer, channel, and guide. I'm so excited to be on this journey with you as we activate our soul remembrance of what this human experience is all about and why you chose to be here at this time. Let's dive in. Welcome to today's episode. Today I want to talk to everyone about timelines, truth, and choice. When I started to understand the concept of timelines, it really helped me to move and massively up-level my ability to consciously create my reality. It really helped me to understand the potentials that are available to us within the quantum field and how all of this energy and frequency stuff works and how we use it in accordance with timelines in order to shift frequencies and access different experiences in our lives. So you may have heard people talking about timelines, and usually you'll hear, you know, something along the lines of, you know, what timeline are you accessing, or are we accessing the highest timeline? Or, you know, some people are in a lower timeline, you know, some sort of variation of that. And first of all, I invite you to look at the words higher and lower as just different forms of expression and not necessarily better or worse. Yes, of course, in our human eyes, accessing a higher timeline will, of course, look better to us. But I want us to continue to embrace this idea that there truly is no right or wrong, no good or bad, no better than or worse than, only because from the soul perspective, those labels and perceptions, at least in the way that we typically see them from the human lens, can be very limiting in their scope of understanding what it actually means on a bigger scale. So yes, sometimes we might experience things that may appear to be in a lower timeline, right? A lower frequency, problems, challenges. So maybe something horrible happening or tragic happening or traumatic happening. And yet, if we take a big giant step back, right, and look at it from the soul perspective, we can sometimes see, maybe not even until a much later date, and maybe it's not even something we can actually see till we're gone beyond this human life and in our soul self and looking back on our lives from the soul lens. But we can see how those challenges or those difficult times may have in fact been a blessing for us in some way, or maybe blessing is too strong of a word for certain experiences, but somehow served to catapult our growth in a certain way. And I don't want to give the impression that we have to have challenges or to suffer in some way in order to grow, because I don't believe that that's necessarily true. However, that is a storyline that many of us have accepted on some level from the human perspective. Some of us may hold a belief that in order to grow, we have to suffer, or things have to get harder in order to get better. Or there might just be beliefs out there that part of the human journey is to suffer. That's what it's about. We may hold many different beliefs. I don't really believe that we have to suffer in order to grow. But I do think that the universe speaks to us in an energetic language. And if we don't hear the messages, the subtle influxes in the energetic frequencies or the subtle ways that the universe tries to reach us, or we're not willing to become astutely aware of our own energetic frequency, how we're showing up, what are our beliefs, and what are the beliefs that are at the root of many of our thought patterns or behavior patterns. If we're not really seeing it or even willing to see it, then the universe has no other choice but to get louder. And so that just creates this mirrorized reflection to the extent that we're in resistance of seeing something that the universe is trying to show us, usually in our own inner response of our own desire to create change. So we've in a sense initiated this experience that the universe may bring us in order to catapult us into a new phase, into a new experience that may be beyond our comfort zone, right? Something that we may not have willingly chosen, but because of the circumstances, we're forced to change. We're forced to show up differently. We're forced to step into something unknown, right? And so sometimes these experiences, you know, they force us to face our fears and to move through our fears. But so how does this all relate to timelines? So I did an earlier episode on the powerful aspect of the present moment, right? And in that episode, I did talk about how all we only ever have is now. The only thing that is actually real and true is the now present moment. And so when we talk about timelines, it's important to understand that all timelines, all variations of timelines are all happening in the now present moment. Now this can get a little bit confusing for our human logical linear brains, but try to bear with me here. From a much bigger perspective, you know, far separated from the human experience itself, if we were to look down at these timelines playing out, they would become smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And, you know, I imagine it as like from that big giant huge step back, that soul perspective, it's like one little spark. Yet as we get closer and closer and closer, and you could also equate closer with entering lower and lower and lower dimensions, where all of a sudden energy becomes denser, things become more physical, and time begins to separate into past, present, and future. And then, you know, as we get closer and closer and closer, we can see the variations in the different timelines. But from that big giant step back, it truly is all happening in one now present moment. Okay? So the way that I see the human journey is that if we were to draw like one thick line, and again, from kind of a stepping back perspective, there would be one thick line, and this is the timeline. This is the human timeline that we're on. And yet if we get closer and closer to that one line, that one timeline, we would notice millions and billions of variations within that one line. And those variations are all of the different timelines playing out. Now you could see it as every individual person on this planet is experiencing their own variation of the timeline, right? And what would play into that, what would play into it is our own unique perspective, the lens through which we view the world, the filter through which we see the world based on our own programming, our own beliefs, our own energetic frequency, right? All of those things make up that lens through which we view our lives. And through that lens, we're experiencing one specific timeline where certain events and certain things are playing out. Now, within those variations of timelines, however, and this might get a little bit hard for our human brains to comprehend, but I'm just going to add it in here because I do think that there is an element of this happening, even though I may not be supremely consciously aware of it. But within each of our unique individual threads of this timeline are many layers, many, 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 many layers, maybe infinite numbers of layers of all of the different variations of how we could be playing out and perceiving and experiencing this life, right? And so from the perspective of like past lives and future lives, still all happening in one present now moment. And that's kind of how I see it. I see these past lives as still happening in the now moment, right? But they're like just these different layers of our perspective of the now moment. That's how I see it. And so what I find fascinating about this perspective is that when we talk about healing, the healing work that we're doing, I do truly believe that when we heal something in this present moment, we heal it in the past, we heal it in the future, we heal it in all of the past lives that we maybe have carried a similar frequency. We heal it within ourselves, and we also play a part in that moment when, you know, say in a moment you've healed something, we also play a part in the healing of that vibrational frequency within the collective, because we are all connected. These are all threads of the same strand, so to speak. We are all different expressions of the one source creator. That is my belief. And so when we're talking about consciously creating a reality, this concept and understanding it in this way has been so helpful to me, because from the human perspective, right, when we're really seeped into our human lives, we're really seeped in logic, probability, linear time, whether something is likely to happen or not happen. And we're also deeply programmed around what actions need to take place in order for us to have the life that we want or to have the experiences that we want. And of course, we all have unique individual belief systems and programs and paradigms that play into how we're experiencing the ease or the difficulty of creating a certain something in our life experience. Right? If we want to be some sort of like creative entrepreneur in our lives, but we are raised in a family that was all about, you know, getting good grades and going to college, and you have to do X, Y, Z, and there's this checklist of what you have to check off in order to be successful, in order to make a good living, and what that looks like, right? You have to work with all of those belief structures and perhaps at some point start tearing those down in order to be able to experience that same level of success and maybe financial freedom in a career of being a creative entrepreneur, which we've typically been programmed to think is not sustainable, not a good career choice, right? Not reliable, you know, very difficult to gain success in, right? We have all of those kinds of beliefs playing against us, so we have to work through those. But let's take that example. If you were a creative entrepreneur and you decided that you wanted to, maybe you create art and you decided that you wanted to take your art out into the world and try to create a viable, you know, living with that profession. First of all, of course, you have to work on all of those beliefs. But what happens when we start working on those beliefs is it starts to change our own internal energetic frequency, right? And as we change our energetic frequency, we change the lens through which we view the world. We change our perspective. That alone allows us to access higher timelines, because now our energetic vibration is vibrating and resonating with a timeline that is also vibrating at a higher vibration. And so once we kind of up-level to that timeline, we can look around and all of a sudden we might make connections that we wouldn't have made otherwise, or we're noticing opportunities we wouldn't have noticed otherwise. Things just start coming our way that we could swear a year ago were not available to us. This has been actually happening in my own career, my own business service work right now. I've been working on, you know, my vibration around the work that I do for quite a while. It took me many years to really get my business off the ground and really getting to people to recognize what I do, recognize the value in what I do. I mean, I've always had clients here and there, but to really be seen and heard and valued for what I do. And what allowed me to step into a timeline where I am starting to really see a lot of people noticing me, valuing me, recognizing the work that I do and wanting to participate in it, was working on my own value in myself, my own belief in myself and what I had to offer. So as I fine-tuned my belief in myself and my confidence in the value of what I do and raising that particular frequency within my field, I've been accessing higher and higher timelines. And now I'm, you know, working with people and surrounded by people and coming into contact with people and being sought after by people that resonate with that vibration of recognizing me and seeing the value in what I do. So that's just one example of how that looks and how that plays out. And so another aspect, though, of this idea of timelines, right? Consciously creating a reality, raising our frequency, accessing higher timelines that can play out, and honoring the fact that within all of these variations of timelines, we're still one with that giant thread of humanity. And I feel like this is important too, because, you know, when I tell my kids like things like, you know, you create your reality. If you think about something and you really believe it, then you can create, you know, you're going to be able to create it. And they're like, well, I believe in unicorns, but I don't see any unicorns, you know, right? So we have to always honor the fact that we are a co-creative human experience. We're a co-creative species. And so we do live within the constructs of the co-created reality of the one giant strand. So it's almost like our timelines can only vary so much from that one strand, right? So of course there are probably people in the world that insist that they've seen unicorns. I haven't met one, but I'm sure they're out there, or have insisted that they've seen mermaids or Loch Ness Monster, or right, any variation of some sort of being that, you know, we don't normally see on a regular basis. But yet, so there may be some of those that take a wider variation from that one strand. But for most of us, we're mostly going to just see what the collective expects to see. So we're always working within that framework of the one giant strand. However, we are very powerful and very conscious creators, and especially at this time with the very intense energies that are available to us. And for those of us that feel that and recognize that and believe in the Great Awakening and what's happening, and that we're creative, powerful creator beings, and all that goes along with, you know, kind of the soul truth episode that I aired, you know, the more those of us that really truly believe those things and practice those beliefs so that those beliefs become stronger than the parts of us that may have experienced otherwise, whether in this life or in other lives, then as that becomes stronger, we become stronger, and we become able to not only break away from that very strong collective strand of what's been typically known and believed in and understood, but we also are able to pull the collective more in a higher timeline as well, as we shift our frequency and with these energies that are coming into our planet, also supporting humanity accessing higher timelines. We're essentially helping that shift by being the ones that start to break away and access higher and higher and higher timelines. Because once you start questioning everything, once you start to truly own the belief that this is all an illusion, it's all a holographic reflection of our energetic frequency. So the more that we do our inner work, clearing those denser, lower vibrational energies, that we can just continue to raise and raise and raise, accessing more and more and more. And it's truly just our attention, our focus, our imagination even, that is the vehicle to accessing whatever it is we desire to be creating in this life. And that doesn't mean we'll be able to create it instantaneously. And I think that that's one of the kind of illusions of manifestation sometimes, like, oh, if I just think this thing, it's just going to happen magically as soon as I want it to. And if I give it a timeline, maybe timeline, I shouldn't use that phrase in this episode talking about timelines in a different way. But if I give it a, you know, expiration date, like a goal that I'm going to have achieved it by, then it's going to happen by that time. And that's not how energy works. You could access it by that time. It just depends on how quickly you're able to release any programming or lower vibrational dense energies or belief systems that are vibrating at a lower timeline and a lower experience. And so that's where this idea of truth and choice comes in, because once we start to really grasp and really start to believe in our ability to create our reality, and honoring and validating that that does take some time in and of itself, because there's quite a bit of programming around fear and victimhood, lack and scarcity, a lot of lower vibrational storylines, timelines, you know, lenses through which we can view the world that have been deeply, deeply, deeply programmed into our DNA. So there's nothing wrong with us if, no matter how long it takes us to get there. Okay. So, and that's why in the beginning, I said, I don't want you to look at it as good or bad, better or worse, because that just puts an added pressure and judgment on our process. And I feel like that just creates more resistance. So seeing it as just an experience, just your journey, this is where I'm at in the story, this is where I'm at in the movie that's playing out of my life and my journey. Right. And then just being able to be present with wherever you are, because it is in pulling all of our energy into the present moment, as I talked about in that one episode, where all of our power truly exists. Because the more present we are, the more we can be aware of our energetic frequency, how we're showing up, what we're believing, what's behind some of our actions or patterns, right? So just when we're present, the more present we can be, the more conscious we can be in the present moment, the more mindful we can be, the more clarity and wisdom we have about what's actually going on without all of the storylines, the judgments, the doubts, the fears, right, that our brain has so been well trained to operate in. So once we really start to own that belief, right, we get to realize that truth is truly in the eye of the beholder, right? My truth is my truth because it's what I'm experiencing. It's the timeline that I'm in. It's the lens through which I'm viewing the world, and it is true to me. And yet somebody else can have a very different truth, and that can be true for them. Of course, that is their truth. That is their timeline. That is their experience. That is their lens through which they're viewing the world. And my truth is no better or worse or, you know, than somebody else's. It just isn't. It's just different. And we're all having these different experiences. This is what this time in humanity is about. It's about honoring that people can have different experiences and lenses through which they choose to view the world, and that it is a choice. And that's something that is really being tested right now, I feel like. Because I know that there are, it just depends on where you're at in your healing journey, whether you feel like that choice is available to you or not. Because depending on where we are in the journey of the inner work and becoming conscious and present and owning our power as a creator being and all that's going on, there are steps along the journey where we simply don't realize that we have access to choice, and it feels like we don't have choice. And it's really important for those that may be further along in their journey that do recognize that it is a choice and they have a choice, not to look down on people that don't recognize that they have a choice, right? But also not to see them as victims. Because by perpetuating the story that certain groups of people don't have a choice, we're only going to perpetuate that story of victimhood. And that's not helpful. And there's a lot of areas in our lives right now and on the world stage where this is playing out that are very controversial, very political, and very tender for a lot of good, valid reasons. However, I still feel like it's really important for us to continue recognizing where are we seeing ourselves or others as victims? Where are we seeing ourselves or others as not having choice? And we can honor that certain people might not feel like they have a choice while also understanding the truth that it is all choice. Because at some point along your awakening journey, your healing and awakening journey, you start to recognize that, oh, I really have a choice in this moment of how I want to experience this. We really, truly do. But sometimes it takes some work to release some of those lower vibrational belief systems and energies in order for us to be energetically in a place where we can even access that choice. There is an amount of healing work that needs to be done in order to get there. However, I truly believe, especially with these energies that are just pouring into our planet, encouraging us to continue to awaken more and more to the truth of who we are and the power that we have access to, that we are able to do this healing work at a quicker pace. And something that recently came up in a group that I'm in that I thought was really powerful is this idea that it was actually my you know, kind of a download that came through about spiritual bypassing. And I don't know if you guys have heard of spiritual bypassing, but it, you know, it's essentially this idea that's given to us that we could be unintentionally or intentionally, I guess, avoiding our deeper healing work by just choosing to stay positive, right? And that can be very painful for somebody that is stuck in that place where they don't really feel like they have a choice. You know, maybe they just lost somebody they love and they don't feel like they have access to choosing happiness in that moment, right? But again, that's because they have this, first of all, they have some healing work to do around the loss of the loved one, but they also have a lot of reprogramming to do around what does death really mean, right? And I want to honor in this moment anyone that's going through that. Very difficult, right? Very challenging for the human, from the human perspective. But from the soul perspective, there's a very different story playing out, right? And we can honor both. We can honor the parts of us that don't feel like they have a choice and still believe that there's much more to the story. There's much more going on, that somewhere, somehow, in some cosmic way, this could have been divinely planned, perhaps by our own soul or other souls, in order to help further our growth and evolution. A part of us can believe that, and a part of us can still be hurting and suffering. And that's okay too, because we're in this experience, we're in this very multifaceted timeline experience of, you know, being surrounded by so many people experiencing so many different timelines from so many different belief systems. And we're just in this like soup of all of these different belief systems. And we're at this point in the ascension process right now in the Great Awakening where all of this is trying to be sorted out, but it's not a linear, like gradual progression, although it is, but it's a gradual progression filled with ups and downs and dips and valleys and highs and lows, right? As we continue to experiment with what feels good to me, where do I want to resonate? What do I want to pay attention to? What do I want to be part of my reality, right? We're still working through a lot of that. And so, again, going back to there not being any judgment around what you're choosing or what someone else is choosing. But this is where we can look at timelines and recognize that our truth gets to be whatever our truth is, and our truth is what it is in every given moment, but that we do truly have the potential to choose how we're experiencing certain situations, how we're choosing to experience our truth. And we get to choose what that truth is. And that can be very empowering and very liberating when we truly have done enough of the healing and awakening work that we're stepping into those new timelines where that is our reality, where our reality is more about choice than it is about being a victim. A victim just to the people around us or the situations around us, and how we feel is dependent on what's happening around us instead of how we feel being dependent on how we want to feel, and cultivating that feeling from within, and then allowing that feeling from within to transform our external experience, right? This takes time. I've been accessing it more and more, especially in my family. My family has always been kind of a trigger point for me when there's arguments, disagreements, fighting, difficulty, you know, what have you. There's six of us, so we have five other different personalities besides my own, wanting to live out their truth. And so, you know, each one of my children and my husband, they all have their own soul journey. They all have their own lessons they're here to learn, or the experiences they're here to have, and they're going to have them, right? Just because my truth wants to be one of pure joy and harmony and everyone always getting along, that's my truth. That's what I want to be experiencing. But there might be aspects of their soul that want to experience that, but have to work through some other things first in order to gain self-awareness or gain whatever, do deeper healing work, strengthen their belief in themselves and their worthiness, all these different things that could be taking place. But that doesn't mean that my desire to choose a timeline and a truth that resonates with harmony has to be put on hold. It does if I insist that my harmony has to look a certain way. Right. And that's where my ego gets involved. And my ego says, well, no, it has to look this way. No one can ever fight, and everyone has to always be loving and getting along. I will never get what I want if my truth has to resemble that. I shouldn't say never. Who knows? You know, maybe in 20 years after we've all done our healing work, and I get to see glimpses of that truth, that specific truth. I get to see glimpses of that more and more and more. Right? But it might take time for that to be the full expression of my manifested, you know, reality around me. And that will depend on the co-creative experience that I'm having with everyone around me. And that's part of the human journey too. But I can still experience that feeling of deep harmony within the core of my being, even if, you know, my twins are fighting or my husband and my son are fighting, because I can look at it instead of seeing, oh, here we go again, they're fighting again, you know, there's yelling in the house again, and now they're swearing, and now they're throwing things. It doesn't usually get that bad, but you never know. Sometimes a thing gets chucked here and there. But if I can see it, first of all, in order for me to choose to see it this way, I have to have done this deeper healing work so that I can cultivate the experience of harmony within me. And I don't need external experiences to create it for me, right? So that's huge. But then the other piece is that, can I have harmony within myself and my experience, even if there's people around me that are in disharmony? And sometimes I can, and sometimes I can't. And the biggest difference is, am I choosing it? Am I choosing to see this as another experience of things going bad and, you know, whatever's playing out more from like a human lens perspective? Or am I choosing to look at this from a higher soul perspective and recognizing that in these moments, as challenging as and as difficult and ugly as they may get, can I recognize that their souls are simply trying to work out some sort of lesson between the two of them? You know, I'm thinking specifically for like my husband and my son who are so similar in so many ways, and they just butt heads, right? And they don't even recognize that the thing that they dislike the most about the other is something that resonates and is kind of a mirror of their own behavior and their own vibration. They simply can't see it to a certain extent, even though I try to point it out over and over again, which isn't really my job, but sometimes I can't help myself. Right? So they can't even see it. They're blind to it. And that's how so many of us are. We're so blind to our blind spots. But that's why it's so important to keep trying to practice being present and coming back to the present moment, becoming more conscious, becoming more mindful, becoming more aware. And then, you know, as we do that deeper work, right, as I have been doing over these last, I don't know how many years, I've probably been doing it longer than I even realize. But getting to this place where I recognize that it's my vibration is my job, and that my vibration has more to do with how I feel than anything happening outside of me. And so when I allow myself to see the situation from the perspective, oh, everything's always happening exactly as it needs to for our further evolution and growth. So this argument that's taking place is doing something. It's waking one or both of them up on some level. It's allowing them to release energy in some way. Maybe they're just perpetuating the energy, and that has to happen for a few more times before they can really see the truth, right? And the same thing's happening in the external, you know, in our world today. All of the things that we are seeing playing out are so freaking divine. I can't even tell you. I don't want to get political in my podcast at all, but it's just almost humorous to me. And I know some people would be so insulted if I, you know, said to people that care so deeply about some of these issues that it's humorous to me, they'd be so insulted. But again, it's choosing the perspective that you wish to take. But I just can't help but notice how incredibly perfect some of the events and storylines that are playing out are in helping people to potentially see their own contradiction within their energy, their own hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is a strong word. I don't want to use that word because it has a very negative connotation, but just the incongruence in their energetic field where they might believe where they may hold one belief that is in contradiction to what they might be saying or doing, right? And so there's just this potential again for deeper exploration, a deeper look at, okay, wait, well, it doesn't really make sense if I say this, but then also say that because they contradict themselves. So what do I really believe? You know, what do I really believe? And that is what is going to continually play out. And it plays out in big and small ways in our individual lives as well as collectively. And that's just going to continue to happen so that we can keep taking a deeper look at our energetic frequency, our beliefs, our programming, how we're showing up, our behaviors, our patterns, so we can continue to kind of web in and out and weave back and forth until we start to come back into more alignment with our truth. And that's what's happening for everyone right now. Every single one of us, that is what is happening. And I say this over and over again, but whatever is playing out in your life right now is so uniquely specific to what you need to be experiencing in order to help you come into more alignment with the truth of who you are. And that doesn't usually mean to take it at face value, right? Or to at least question your initial thoughts and reactions about something, because it's likely that if it's coming up and it's very triggering, that there's something deeper that you need to look at. So just be careful about when I say that. I don't want people to go out and, you know, if something bad happens, your initial thought is, well, I must be doing a terrible job at this creation thing because this bad thing happened, right? We must look beyond the surface of things and look deeper. And keeping the soul truths in mind. I feel like that episode is so important and powerful, to keep those soul truths in mind when we're trying to look at what's happening for us, right? Okay, what if this is happening for my greater good? What if I'm truly worthy and enough no matter what? So it can't be that I'm just getting it wrong, or there's something wrong with me, right? Maybe there's just something we need to look at and uncover and heal and clear. But that doesn't mean there's something wrong with me, right? And looking at our judgments and how we're seeing things, how we're perceiving things. Right? So very, very important. And then recognizing, you know, I just want to end with this beautiful awareness that we get to a point in our healing and awakening journey where it is about choice. We see it more clearly. We see our choices more clearly. And so there are, and I want to be very transparent here, there's certainly aspects of my life where I still don't feel like I have a choice. I'm in certain situations where I can't just snap my fingers. And it's never about that anyways, right? I mentioned that. It's never about just snapping our fingers and instantly having a different experience. It's all about awareness. How quickly can we become aware? How quickly can we be vulnerable? And how quickly can we recognize when our ego is in a power play or trying to protect us or keep us safe? Or where are we maybe resonating with victimhood or fear or lack or scarcity or not enoughness or not worthiness? And really trying to soften the edges of our ego around those things, which can be very scary. It feels like an ego death, right? And we talk about that a lot in like the inner circles of coaches and healers and things like that, the death of the ego. And oftentimes it can really be jarring to our physical and mental and emotional bodies. And we'll feel like everything's wrong. We're free falling. We don't know what to do. We don't know where to go. We're not sure what's going on. There can be a lot of different emotions or feelings or ways that we can experience this ego death. But generally speaking, it just feels really uncomfortable, right? But as long as we can like sink into that with so much love and compassion for ourselves and for those around us, and love and compassion for those around us does not mean acceptance of what they're doing. If they're doing something that is not nice, it's not about saying, oh, that's okay for them to do that to me or to do that to somebody else, but it is releasing the attachment that you have to that person or experience, and recognizing that it's not really even about them. It's just about you. It's about loving yourself more deeply, aligning yourself more, clearing away more of that lower vibrational programming or belief systems or energy, so that you can more clearly see your worth and value, so that you can show up in an empowered way, not in a reactive way. Right? So this, I feel like this conversation took a little bit of a detour, but that's okay, because I feel like it's all relevant to recognizing where we have the ability to understand the timelines that are playing out and understand how accessing higher timelines happens, and how, you know, we're doing it collectively, but we're doing it individually. But as we do it individually, we're also raising the collective and essentially bringing them with us. And that happens, you know, in obvious ways where we can see people like showing up and doing things out in the world and it inspires us. But it also happens energetically where, you know, from one aura to another, we're just picking up on these new light codes that are activated within our cells, which happens when we release density and we clear those lower vibrational beliefs, you know, piece by piece by piece by piece, and more light comes in, more light comes in, and that light turns on codes within our DNA that allows us to access and remember and claim more of the power of who we are and come into more alignment with who we truly are at the soul level. All right. So I hope that this episode has served you well and helps you to really think about how you view the things that are happening in your life, because it's going to continue to intensify, you know, and the level of intensity of what you're experiencing is going to match the level of resistance that you have in somewhere within you. It might be subconscious, right? It might be unconscious. It might be very deep. And so it's that level of resistance that you have to moving through something and the universe having to get louder and louder and louder. And there's no judgment around that. We will all have experiences like that at one time or another about one thing or another. It's just that, and it actually could be seen as a milestone, because the harder things get, the more our soul, I believe, is saying, you're ready. You're ready for this up level. You're ready for this experience. You can handle this, and you are ready for what's on the other side of it. Right? And so trusting in the universe and surrendering to what is going on around us. That doesn't mean giving up and giving in. That just means letting go of the ego, letting go of the need to know and understand and know how something is going to happen and when something is going to happen. We surrender those to the universe and let the universe figure it out. It's all about intention, setting our intentions and then practicing those intentions, right? Practicing new beliefs, practicing affirmations, and really truly working on the belief that we have in them, not just mindlessly saying them. Okay? All right. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm really excited, at least at the time of this recording. My kids are going back to school this week. They go back tomorrow, actually. And so I'm really personally excited about creating some more routine around my work life and my family life and creating more balance and separation there. And we've been doing some human design stuff in the podcast. If you haven't already listened, I did one episode just talking about human design. And then I did an episode with a friend, and her name is Heidi, who let me air her human design reading. I've been doing a ton of human design readings. They're one of my most favorite things to do. I love the soul healing work, but the human design readings are always so fascinating. I've never had anyone get a reading that was like, I don't really resonate with my reading. Usually it's pretty life-changing. And so it's just amazing to me to see how all of these energies interact and show up, and the potential that people can recognize within themselves and maybe finally start to really claim within themselves the things that show up in these readings. It's just really powerful. So if you haven't had a chance yet to check that out, definitely do that. And then next week, I am going to be dropping in here my first mini soul healing session. So hopefully these sessions that I'm doing with individuals is beneficial and helpful to you guys. I'll be keeping an eye on the ratings and see if these are interesting to you or not, to see how often I should be dropping them in here. But I think it's pretty cool because you get to see, you know, how I help people through their energetic blocks. And so I think that that's helpful for all of us, and we can always take a lot from watching somebody else go through the process. If you'd like to connect with me more, please feel free to join me on my free Facebook group, Healing Hearts and Awakening Souls. I haven't been there as much as I like to be, but I feel like that's really going to start to change now that I actually have time to myself during the day. And I will drop my link for my services in the description box. So if you're interested in getting your own soul healing sessions or human design readings, you can click those links and connect with me there. Okay, thank you so much for joining me. Till next time.